We are proud individuals living for the city, but the flame couldn't go much higher. We find God and religion to paint us with salvation.
And we are back. First episode of the new year. Welcome to 2018. Sorry for the big gap in shows, but sometimes you're just not feeling it. And I can honestly say for the last few weeks, I was not feeling it. I was performing, was doing my weekend gigs and stuff, but I just haven't been feeling the motivation, I think, to do the podcast. Not because it wasn't going well or anything negative. I think sometimes you just run out of stuff to say. And I think also there was some issues that I have been dealing with personally, I think, with the winter time being somewhat depressing. I'm not a depressed person. Maybe I notice it when I'm moving out of it more so than when I'm in it. And I think that's what I just started to notice the last few days, was that I think there was a part of the holiday season that always just has me feel a little bit beat down. But I'm feeling much better now. How are you doing? That's the important question. 2018 is here. Have you broken all of your resolutions? Have you even made any resolutions? I made none. But that doesn't mean that I'm not willing to start. I think starting a resolution in January, like on January 1st, is a little cliche. So I like to stretch mine out over the course of the month, where I start whittling away at things. Last year, I remember I tried to stop biting my nails, something that I have struggled with my entire life. It's one of the things that I have the least amount of confidence in ever accomplishing. However, I decided to give it another go this month, and so far I've been making pretty good progress. I am using, I think it's called Borelli, No Bite Pro Growth. It's a toluene formaldehyde and dilithylphantamate free. So I don't know what any of that means, but it's standing, it's sitting here right in front of me, so I'm reading you the directions as I go. And the situation is this. I have been using it for about 2 weeks, maybe, off and on, and then I just got to the point now where I'm applying it every day because I take enough baths, wash my hands, enough things like that, to where I think it wears off. Now, I have not been tempted to put my hands in my mouth very much lately, but not because of wanting to bite my nails, but more so because of this flu epidemic. Have you had it? I have not. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm flying twice this month. I already flew once to Minneapolis to do a show in Dangerfield's restaurant in Shakopee, Minnesota. It was fun. Record-breaking cold for me as far as, and not even this year. I've definitely dealt with colder when me and Steve went on a North Dakota run. I don't know if I've talked to you since then. I don't think so. Went out to North Dakota and it was freezing ass cold. But this was just about as bad. 5, 10 below zero with the wind chill, like 20 below zero. But the Saturday show was sold out and it was so much fun. Friday was a little bit sparse. There was like 15 people and they let them seat themselves. So nobody sat right up front. Everyone sat like 4 rows back or 8 rows back. Fun little club, though. Had a lot of fun and really, really brought it home that Saturday night. So, thanks to the people of Shakopee. But this week, I'm flying to, as in tomorrow morning, I'm flying to Phoenix, Arizona. It's not even that hot in Phoenix. It's only like 70 or 80 degrees out there, which I say only, but it's like 30 here, so I should enjoy some warm temperatures. I'll be doing a 4-day run. I think 3 of the days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, are all in the same casino. I don't have the names of them in front of me, but it's not like I've made any fans there yet. I don't know when the last time, I think I've only done Nevada once or twice. Never Las Vegas or anything. This one's Laughlin, Nevada. I know that. And then another one's show I'm doing in Flagstaff, and then another one in Pine Top, Arizona. It's going to be a considerable amount of driving. This is one of those lucky to break even gigs because of not even because of flying. Frequent flyer miles get me there for free pretty much, but driving. And I also have a problem spending way too much money in the airport. I get to the airport, even when I'm leaving the airport from Columbus sometimes, I stop in one of the shops and end up paying way too much money for candy or some snack. I think I'm completely loaded up on snacks and goodies. Went to Costco yesterday, got these awesome paleo bars and fruit snacks, high energy. They're not even fruit snacks. They're like nuts with like coconut shavings, which is a real pain in the ass to deal with because it looks like you spill them on yourself, you look like you have super dandruff. But some healthy snack alternatives to having to buy food in the airport, because I've noticed the last time I flew, I spent about $100 between airport food and food on the, like, eating at McDonald's or, you know, eating out. And that's too much money to spend for a Friday, Saturday gig. Granted, get there early Friday morning, leave Sunday morning, don't get home till Sunday afternoon. You're going to have some expenses, but trimming these expenses from these long haul gigs where I could still come home with some money. The other dilemma I'm facing is to whether or not to sell merch. The thing about it is I like walking on and off the plane without any delay. And I can do that if I just take a backpack with no merch in it, just my personal effects. If I take a bag with merch, then I have to sometimes leave it at the jetway. When you're walking into the plane, you leave it right there before you board the plane. They put a tag on it. You go sit down, you stow your backpack. But when you're getting off the plane, then you have to wait sometimes 5-10 minutes for your bag, which isn't the worst thing in the world, but it's more than I want to deal with most times, especially if you haven't sold any merch. There's nothing worse than taking it out there, not selling it, or pitching it, not selling any, and then bringing it home and having to wait for that bag on two connecting flights or whatever. It's like a slap in the face. I'm going to take it. I haven't sold it. I haven't even tried to sell. I took it with me to Minneapolis and I didn't even try to sell. And then I watched the headliner not sell any of his merch. He pitched both nights. I don't think he sold. Maybe he sold one shirt the second show. Maybe. I don't remember. Actually, I don't think he did. Maybe he did. He didn't have one on stage with him to pitch. That's what I noticed. And I was like, that is not going to help. You have to take it up on stage, have a joke for it, pitch it. That's when it sometimes helps. I mean, and let's be honest. If you do Funny Bones, you know, the A and B rooms around the country, selling merch is not hard. But in some of these smaller venues where you're in the basement of a restaurant, or, you know, they only do a show once a month kind of a situation, sometimes it's a little more difficult. But I'm going to take it. I just decided in that breath that I can't afford not to take it, or at least some. I don't have to sell it all. Maybe I can figure out a way to take a backpack that will hold half merch, half my own personal effects. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, I'm back. Back with the podcast. We were going to try to do some video podcasts. I was trying to get Doug to do, you know, to be part of it. The Doug Morgan from The Doug Morgan Comedy, if you know, the gentleman in question. We were going to try to do more podcasts together, but he is the busiest person that has absolutely nothing going on. He's busier than me. And it's not even because it's because he's got a newborn baby. And, you know, he's trying to get his comedy thing off the ground. And I applaud him, and I am happy to help him in any way I can. So what I'm going to try to do is figure out a way for us to be able to get a video situation where we're all Zoomed in. I don't Zoom being the platform possibly, but where we can all meet online without having to be physically present and have a producer who can switch between the feeds and have it seem as if we were in the same room. And maybe that doesn't happen. Maybe it does, hopefully. But it's just a pipe dream for now. I had a lot of ideas. And I think maybe even I'll just go live, video live with mine, but that's going to take a little bit more setup. So that's what starts today. I've been procrastinating since Monday to do this podcast. I've been ready to do it. I just keep coming up with reasons not to start. And so then today, when I was coming up with a reason not to start, I was like, fuck it, let's start. This doesn't make any sense. You're just procrastinating. And I am like, we've talked about this in the past, probably in the first 20 episodes. I'm not just, a procrastinator. I am a professional procrastinator. And there's a lot of amateur procrastinators out there that think they know how to waste time, but I'm the type of time waster that I will go out of my way to not do something by doing something else that I need to do. So I'm starting to figure out how to use this to my advantage by having loftier goals. Like I had the goal the other day to write a screenplay. And I was like, all right, let's write the screenplay. So I sat down with a notebook and then instantly started procrastinating. But what happened was I was able to write some jokes. See, because I shot so high and I'm like, I don't want to start something that big. Let's figure out something that we can do to avoid doing that. And that was something positive. So that's what I mean. Like my procrastination is on it's on another level. There's levels to this shit. Like DC taught Ozdemir this last weekend. There's levels to this game. And some of you amateur procrastinators out there, you may or may not ever get it. But what I was going to do today was go get an office chair because, as you can hear in the recording sometimes, this office chair squeaks. And it's not a bad office chair, it's actually very nice. And it used to match all of my stuff. But as I've hodgepodged it up, I have less matching office equipment. In fact, I gave my desk to my son, and now I have my computer sitting on top of what used to be my merch folding table. And it doesn't really work as a desk very well because it's too low. I would need to raise it about 3 or 4 inches. But that might not be out of the question. But what I decided is I'm going to build the next office space around the chair. So that's what I was getting ready to do, was go out the door, pick a chair, assemble it, have it be quieter than this chair potentially, but not guaranteed, and then do the podcast. Then I thought, no, that's just more professional procrastination going on right there. Let's record the podcast. Upload it, and in that time, go get the office chair. Still early. We got flying out tomorrow, trying to figure out what to pack, what I'm going to wear when I get there, because, like I said, it's going to be considerably warmer. And I made this huge mistake when I went to Minneapolis not to take a winter jacket, but I just didn't want to travel with something that bulky. So I'm definitely not going to take a winter jacket with me to Arizona. But I wonder if I should take a skateboard. I was going to drive this trip. I was going to drive this trip when I initially booked it. It's 24 hours there driving and 24 hours back. But I'm glad I decided not to do that because I am starting to become a little bit more road weary. That would have added so many miles to my. I think everybody has like a number of road miles that they can drive. For instance, I drove from California back to Yellow Springs. I flew out there to pick up my dad's truck when I was like 20 something. I don't even remember how old, 24. Picked up my dad's truck, drove it back to Yellow Springs, drove up, flew out to San Francisco, picked it up. Drove back to Yellow Springs nonstop. It was like 42 hours. I stayed awake for the whole thing. I just drove, 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 drove. I stopped one time to eat at Denny's, and I realized like that took an hour, add an hour to my trip. I just kept driving, and it was because I was using GPS that I was able to track. This is before the days of GPS. I had a GPS, a Magellan GPS sensor hooked up to my laptop, and it went out all the time. And I didn't have an atlas or a map or anything like that, but being able to see the hours just melt away kept me on that track. Plus, I didn't think I could get any good sleep in that little truck. Little did I know, I was wrong. I could have. But the moral of that story is it used up my ability to stay awake for more than a day. Now, once I hit that 24-hour threshold, it's like lights out, buddy. Narcolepsy starts to set in. It used to be I could stay up for 30, 40, 38 hours. I never really pushed it, but once I did that driving for 41, I realized I lost the ability, especially my ability to drive for those lengths of time without trying to get some sleep. So that's what I mean by I think everybody has their mileage limit, especially comics. I think there's only so many miles you can drive before you start to go insane or drive yourself insane. Now, I don't think I'm reaching that limit, but I am aware that that limit does exist. And you start to try to limit your exposure to some of the gigs that may or may not be financially worth it. But what I realized in this existential dilemma of whether or not to take some of these gigs that may or may not be break-even scenarios, it only makes sense to take them if there's something that you're working on. New material, a new merch, even if it's just a new joke, a new bit. I mean, I think how long that bit or how good that bit or how committed you are to getting it to work is going to dictate all of that. But doing the same act for new people is not nearly as rewarding as doing new material for anybody. So getting good laughs with the act that I've been doing for the last, and it's not the same act, but if you hadn't seen me for 3 years, you'd be like, those are the exact same jokes. You wouldn't realize how they've changed or evolved, gotten longer, gotten shorter, what's been added, what's been removed, bits completely. That when I watch these videos, I see how much stuff I've left out over the years. Like, why did I stop doing that joke? That joke worked. But you find a joke that you added to removes another joke. I realized I was on this last road trip with Steve Sabo that he pointed it out that I have a lot of one word punchline jokes where the punchline is just one hard word at the end. And when I realized that, it freed me up from being able to look for that. Like, wait a minute, if this is one of the things that you're looking to do with every joke, you're going to be less successful writing new material. So being aware that somehow I was looking to come to some huge finale for every joke has freed me up to not do that. For instance, the last couple shows I did, one was at an apartment complex with Doug Morgan in here in Columbus. Very nice complex, very nice people. And I really cut my teeth in these types of shows when I first started. We used to do apartment complex shows when I lived in Dayton area at this one in luxury complex in Fairborn, or right on the edge of Fairborn and Beaver Creek. But we would do these pool parties in the winter. We'd do them inside the clubhouse, and they'd be packed in the clubhouse, and at the summertime they'd be all spread out. They occasionally went exceptionally well and occasionally went tragic, but it didn't stop us from trying. And I think shooting at those goals of wanting to do well no matter what the circumstances. So for instance, that show, it went really well. It was fun. It was intimate. There was only a handful of people there. We took a picture at the end, but they were all really nice. I talked to one couple at the end about comedy for almost an hour. And I love talking about comedy, so it's not hard. But then we did a show, me and Jay, my best good friend, Jay Snyders. We did a show, and it was in West Virginia, Parkersburg, West Virginia, on Saturday. And at the Polo Club, the West Virginia Polo Club. Now, when I said yes to doing the West Virginia Polo Club, I did not look it up. I said, the Polo Club sounds nice. And I guess it used to be a strip club, and now it's just a bar. And when I pulled up, I noticed there was a ton of cars in the parking lot. Tons and tons and tons. Now, I don't know if everybody came there for comedy, but my goal was to start the show around 7:30, because then that way we would avoid people that were coming out just to drink for the night or whatever. You know, it would be like specific. Started at 8, right on the nose, which I do not have any complaints about. But it was clear pretty much from the start that not everybody there was there for comedy or was going to be a part of paying attention to the comedy. And that's largely out of the control of the performers. But what I realized pretty quickly was that the only way I was going to be able to get to sleep that night is if I did my best to try to overcome the deficit. And I have to say, there were moments where I had about 80 to 90% attention of the people in the room, which was as good as it was going to get. Knowing what the possibilities are and shooting for them, or shooting to exceed them, I think, is the goal. It's almost like a bomb. You know, like, well, if this bomb we're making needs to kill 1,000 people, then we better make it big enough to kill 2,000 people. That way, if it kills 900, we'll be like, we'll be close enough. You know what I mean? I don't mean to use a bomb-making analogy. Now that TSA and Homeland Security and everybody, I'm probably going to have trouble getting on the flight tomorrow. But Let's just remove that bomb analogy. We're not going to talk about bombs anymore on this podcast, unless we're talking about bombing on stage, which I did not do. Didn't bomb that night, no way. And like I said, don't want to talk about bombs anymore. But the goal was to shoot higher than the target in order to get a certain amount of traction from the audience. A lot of things working against me. Lighting, seating, sound. Those are all the things that you can have work totally in your favor, but they were working kind of against us. And I think we're still able to pull out a result. And by result, I mean we got paid and left. And I had a good time. It was harder than I would like to work for anything, but making that the goal made the whole effort worth it. That's what I mean by having something that you're working on. So when I go out to Nevada this weekend and Arizona, the goal will be to try hard enough to make it worth it, which means doing some of the new material, whether it works every night or not, not retreating on it, not giving up on it. But that will remain to be seen when we get there. The other thing that I've noticed is that this thing at the airport called Clear, which I think is something that I'm going to have to, if I book any more travel, if I book any more gigs that require plane flight, the next thing I'm going to do is book, pay for Clear. It's like $15 a month and you bypass the lines at security. Now, a lot more people are doing it. Eventually it's going to have its own line, but it's still way faster than the TSA regular check. I mean, you still have to go through TSA, but you get right to the front of the line almost as if you were somebody important. I don't mind waiting in that line usually because I get to the airport in enough time. But sometimes, like in Chicago and places, bigger cities, it's ridiculous how long you have to wait to go through the regular line. So, Clear. Check it out. I guess we will start the landing procedure by talking about this next thing. Oh, I'm on Reddit. I guess Reddit's supposed to be anonymous, so I won't give you my screen name or anything like that. But I'll just say that I'm not doing anything dangerous on Reddit. So if you did find me, it would not be hard if you knew what my a couple of my favorite passions are. So I'll just leave it at that. But I'm enjoying my conversations that I'm having on Reddit. And this is the first, I mean, like literally never went there before. This week I decided it was time to try some new things. And I'm not using it for comedy. I'm just using it to, Well, let's go right to the source. I went on Reddit because I figured I needed more information about this four-day music festival that's happening in June called Bonnaroo. And I will be there. I am going to the Bonnaroo. Yes. If you've never heard of Bonnaroo, then stop listening now. But if you know what Bonnaroo is, I probably don't have to explain it to you. If you kind of know what it is, it's a four-day music festival in Manchester, Tennessee, I believe is the name of the city. It's on a farm, big farm. It started many, many moons ago, probably close to 8 or 9 years ago, I'm guessing. I'm just guessing at that. I have no idea. Maybe as much as 15 years ago. The reason I'm going to Bonnaroo, I told myself at the beginning of this year that I wanted to start trying to get myself booked on more music festivals. You know, I already have been doing Rock on the Range for the last few years here in Columbus, the biggest rock festival in the world. But, and while I do enjoy a handful of bands that are there every year, it's not like I enjoy more than two or three. And I knew that there was music festivals out there with lots of bands that I enjoyed, and specifically Bonnaroo. I don't know about Burning Man, but Coachella, things like that. But Bonnaroo this year jumped my whole shark in that regard by having to buy tickets to it, even if somehow by miraculous endeavor I end up getting to perform there, which I'm not. I've pretty much taken off the table. I'm kind of all in this year as going as a participant, as a ruer. I don't know if I'm using the language right there, but because Bon Iver, which you may have formerly heard me refer to as Bon Iver, but I've fully converted over, well, not fully, but 90% of the time I mention it, it's Bon Iver instead of Bon Iver. Big fan, biggest fan. It is my favorite music. I went to the concert back in November and I said, I wish I'd paid more money for the tickets. Well, here's my chance to pay more money for the tickets and probably not get to get very close to them. But I do feel like the festival is where they cut their teeth and how they got their start. And some people have said it's not the best way to see them, but they're playing two unique sets this year at Bonnaroo. When I saw that on the poster, when they announced the lineup, I said, I gotta go. The Killers are also going to be there. A mild fan of theirs, and Eminem's going to be there. A couple other people that I'm mild fans of, Future, will be there. My goal between now and then is to look at the poster, download the poster. I already have it saved, but I'm going to download a larger size, tape it together so it looks like a regular size poster, and then check off all of the music, all of the artists. Go through independently and listen to it. Now, there's a playlist on Spotify that you can go to, or Pandora or somewhere, and listen to all of the artists in a playlist format, probably one artist at a time or mixed up somehow. I don't know. I haven't checked it out, but my goal is to actually deep dive. I wouldn't even say deep dive, but dive into each artist. That means go to their Spotify, pick out 3 songs or so, and listen until I don't like them anymore. Either way, I am excited AF. I bought 2 tickets and a car camping pass. I am deciding in the coming weeks whether or not to do my own group for Bon Iver fans. There's like group camping. You can make a group. But, you know, I'm just new to Reddit, and this is the kind of things that people use Reddit for. So never let it be said that I am not trying to expand my social media horizons as well as my mind and musical and experiential. Because I've never been to a 4-day music festival. I've never been to a 2-day music festival where I didn't go home every day. You know, Rock on the Range, I think, is a 4-day music festival, or 3-day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I go home every night. And I don't think they offer camping on site at Rock on the Range, but they do here at the Bonnaroos. It's going to be interesting. I'm open to all the experiences. But find me on Reddit. Find me in Laughlin, Nevada. I will be, here it is right here, at the Edgewater Casino, Laughlin, Nevada. After that, on Monday, I'll be at the Hoedown Resort Casino and Conference Center in Pine Top, Arizona. That'll be on Monday. But the 26th through the 28th, I'll be at the Edgewater Casino in Laughlin, Nevada. Show starts at 7. No comps. I just started working for these bookers, and I don't want to create any problems. So I'm sure there's a nominal ticket fee, if anything at all. And if not, just send me a message and say, hey, I'm in this town, but I'm not willing to pay to see you do comedy yet, which is what most people do. Okay? It's easy. Much love to everybody out there. The snow has been fun. I've been snowboarding, and I think that took a lot of my depression away. And now it's raining. And in order to keep the depression far, far away, I decided to do this podcast. But got to snowboard this year already over probably a little bit over 100 miles this year. And that's pretty, pretty good. I love you. I did my best not to edit. I self-edited this whole episode, leaving out and I was doing that a lot, and then I would go through when I was listening to the episodes and kind of cutting them out. You might have noticed. You might not have noticed. Hopefully you didn't. I was listening to myself talk this entire time, and I tried to cut them out of my speech, and I think I was successful, but I'll listen back and find out. If not, let's not be strangers. Drop me a line. Rate, review, comment. It's your listening that keeps me going, and hopefully I haven't lost all of you. I'll do better. I'll be better. I have some guests lined up coming up that I hope you find interesting. And if you don't, tell me what you want to hear, you sons of bitches. Maybe it could be you, huh? Don't deny the world your story. Love you. Stay unrelated.
Is the company starting? We have what we wanted. Your eyes. I'd be happy as hell if you stayed for tea. This is how we grow now, woman, a child ignored. These these will just be places to me now. The foreman is down. We're rising the stairs. I found God. After you tied me in inside the driveway of that apartment of his beat, since your sister home in a cab, I've been looking through your mind. So I would have walked across any thousand lands. I didn't need you that night. Not gonna need you anytime. Just gonna take it as it goes. I could go forward in the light. Well, I better fall in my clothes. Thank you guys so much. Give it up for the choir, y'all.